It's us again. It's not Frank or Bing or Perry.
It is not Madame Du Barry.
We're not Robin's little band of merry men. You pardon all the fuss. It's us again. It's us again.
It's not Judy, Peg, or Ella.
It's not any other fella.
We're not cooks that Duncan Hines would recommend. But sing a song we must.
It's us again.
Now they might call me Old King Lear.
And I might be Queen Guinevere.
But no siree.
Just he.
And she's just she.
Gee,
it's us again. If we haven't got a dollar,
holes are in my shirt and collar.
We'll still be singing in the same old way. We're here to say we like it that way. It's us, just us again.
Now if I were a millionaire,
I'd spend your money everywhere.
But no siree.
We ain't got much.
But we got us.
Oh,
it's us again. Astronauts may fly to Venus. Stars may crash and fall between us. We'll still be singing in the same old way. We're here to say we like it that way. It's us, just us again.
Welcome to another edition of
the Cabman Says Goodnight Show.
That's right, and we're your hosts.
Starring Anna.
Hey.
Guess what?
Dinner,
hey.
Dinner
is served. Will you cut that out? Seriously, folks, I think this is a special show. Charlie Callis?
No, Frankie Fontaine. Didn't we do this the last
I think
show?
We do it all the time.
Probably. It's one of our
what
regular
routines. What
the
hell routines. Is that incense?
It's one of our sticks.
That's one of our sticks. That's our incense stick.
Pick up sticks.
Our incense stick.
Anyway, this is the Cat Man Says Goodnight Show. We are your hosts,
no,
Dave and Anna.
I'm your host with my sidekick, Dave.
Yes. And your sidekick?
Sometimes known as David.
So you were you were saying before, this may be some special show tonight.
It's like an anniversary show.
Is it like a really big show?
It's just really, really... Can you do a little softer? You're not Big Ben,
what's
are
that?
You?
Didn't
Big
Slim
Ben.
Didn't Slim Whitman have a song where it's "Happy Anniversary"?
Was that Perry Como?
No, Perry Como. Perry. No, don't
Perry
start.
Como.
Don't start with about Linda. Where Linda is? Okay.
Linda's with Charlie Callis somewhere on Atlantic City Beach.
Speaking of Linda, we want to say hi to the trio out there.
He's hugging her now. It's like 30 years later saying, and Linda?
Don't start, please.
He says, anyway, he sings a soft, gentle song, just says, I remember you, but who the hell are you,
soft
Linda?
Soft little song, doo-wop, doo-wop, soft little song, doo-wop, doo-wop. Anyway, we're going to say hi to Frank, Michael, and Linda, not necessarily in that order.
And our friends. Don't forget our friends.
John the Baker.
And the candlestick maker.
Who's he? And those icons from Dudette. The dudettes. I guess it would be.
The doo-wop dudettes.
Yes. Formerly known as the Isley Brothers.
And Prince.
Yeah, so this is the show.
Who's the Isley Brothers?
Thank you for listening to Lover Radio.
Lots of men.
Matzo ball man. I eat a lot of matzo balls, I'll tell you why. Hey, boys and girls, isn't it about that time?
I think so.
Gee whiz. Happy anniversary. Did we say what it was?
What anniversary of the Cam Man?
This is our 50th
show.
Broadcast.
Yay! So what's that bell?
Oh, God.
Eddie came in here with an erection. Squeakamus. The white rat. So why am I
called... Boys and girls, you're not falling... Why am I called
Squeakamus when I'm a white rat? My parents thought I was a mouse.
Squeak-a-rat.
My parents thought I was a little field mouse, but I turned out to be a great big rat. A white one.
Now, boys and girls, it's time to have our libation.
Bobby Corman, drink of the week.
And can you spell it, boys and girls?
K-A-M-C-H-A-T-K-A-A-A. And, boys and girls, if you have the bus ticket, go to it, okay? A-A.
Don't forget.
A-A-A-A-A.
We must inform our listeners that we had a little bit of a treat before someone came over last night and laid some of that, wacky weed on us, you know.
Oh, God.
And we had a little tiny bit left. That's why Anna's in such a good mood tonight, folks.
That's a wacky weed.
That's a wacky weed. So I'm going to have my shot now.
I'm telling you.
But you said you can keep the tape going for a little bit
while I... I'm telling you right away, I'll be married and...
I'll be showing you the way.
I love that song. Who sang it?
You probably do this every week.
No, I never do it.
Is it Freddie and the Dreamers?
Oh, I love them.
Or Freddie and the... Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Jerry and the Jazz. Jerry and your
Freddie
pacemaker.
And the Creamers?
Yes.
Happy anniversary, yes, sirree.
This is the 50th show. I want to let you know it's the 50th show. I want to let you know it's the 50th show.
How about Jerry Kramer and the Dakotas? Remember that?
Yes.
Barry.
Very interesting.
Very good. Anyway, this is the show that brings you every week the country western classic.
Make You Fall Asleep song.
And we have a special guest star tonight.
Is he living?
He's living, yes.
Oh my gosh, yes, it's about time. Yeah.
So we have a special living guest who is a poet, and he's going to be reading to some accompaniment. And we'll go over the details
of
that later.
We're not really talking ketchup.
Album.
Right? Or Worcestershire sauce.
No.
What's his hair sauce?
Anna has her pick of the nose pick of the week.
Yeah.
And I think this time it's a decent one.
It may be bouncy. I may want to rush and get some of that skin
oil?
Protection.
Baby
you don't
oil?
Put baby oil on in the sun. Oh. You doofus. I did that once.
Well, you don't go out in
you know
the sun.
You know what? I used to once.
I don't want to go out in the sun.
Do you know what you look like when you wake up?
Kentucky
Fried Chicken.
I do.
One does. One does nothing, two does something.
I think most people...
Three is a threesome.
When most people...
Four is a foursome.
Huh?
Five is a burden, six is a...
Anna has this... she just...
Affliction.
She's just developed this great impersonation. Oh, but unfortunately, it's not a speaking impersonation. It's all a body movement thing. It is hilarious. I mean, Anna, it's a little mocking of the guy downstairs, the guy with the gun. By the way, he does have the internet, so.
Johnny's got a gun.
So, we had a tough week with him, sort of.
If we don't have a next show, number 51, please contact the New Hope Police, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. But it's like a 1-800, this mime
1-800, I have a gun.
That's right.
The guy beneath you.
Yep. It's weird. But anyway.
Neighbor's got a gun.
We did this last week because I remember doing we did it on the damn Buck
Show. Who gives a shit, you know?
Huh?
Who gives a shit?
Album.
Remember we had this very nice friend. I was a guest. We had this very nice friend over there, a lady that we liked dearly. She's a very strange lady, but she's so cool. And she was telling us how she lived about a half hour away, maybe more than that.
Are you going to tell the toilet story?
Yes.
Crier town, come and get it.
Well, who was the guy that Paul Revere wear? The Cookweight guy? Paul Revere?
Yeah.
He warns people. Is that what you're doing?
No, you know the little guy who carries the, you know, the...
To light the torches on the street.
He does the bell, he sells it.
They got that from England.
Well, yeah, maybe, I'm sure they did. And you know what, maybe this will be cool in the background of the tape.
Yeah, we should shut the fuck
up,
just
you
know.
Like this, you know.
Oh, milkman.
So maybe they can't even hear
ice cream
it. But I'm ringing the bell a little bit
slowly.
Oh,
my God, I want ice cream.
We all scream, ice cream.
Gina, would you stop for a minute?
Yes.
Okay, David. What kind of ice cream would you eat if you had a pint of ice cream right now? Like you had Ben and Jerry's or you had Haagen-Dazs?
You got any Kamchatka-flavored ice cream? How about Kamchatka-flavored water ice?
No, but we have whiskey-soaked raisin cookie.
No, I don't want a cookie. We want Frank, Michael, and Linda to explain
Stop
to us
it, Tom what... Cryer. I'll make you turn town yeller in a minute.
We want those guys to tell us really what a cookie is in the computer. Because we're hearing all these weird things about people placing cookies, FBI placing cookies.
Stop it. It sounds like lunchtime.
Nathan Hale.
What? The guy that made the hot dogs?
Payne.
Nathan's?
Who are some of the other...
Nathan Pale. It's a pail you take to Nathan's.
Aaron Burr.
Fill it up with hot dogs.
You know, I was talking...
Nathan Pale.
I was talking to somebody on the phone...
It's a pail that you take to Nathan's, and they fill it up with hot dogs.
And they wanted our address.
$2. They wanted $2. Stop the lunch bell. I'm ordering.
So I said...
let me out of the cafeteria.
31 Waterloo Street.
And the person said...
What?
Spell that?
Okay, I said W-A-T-E-R-L-O-O, and she couldn't get it. And I said, well, it's like Napoleon in the Battle of...
Do you know how many times you had to spell Waterloo, though? I counted it.
How many times?
Three times. Then you got into the battle thing. So, you know, if you don't stop...
That was from that movie today we watched. That would be the salad.
Oh, yeah. We watched this movie called The Cement Garden. So whoever saw it, has seen it out there, please correspond with us.
It could be a cult classic.
Break that bell.
Okay, 50th anniversary is over, folks. Okay,
you're not doing the bell. You're annoying me. I want to bite my nails. I don't want to do the show.
Well, instead of that, let's have a shot, then.
I don't have a rifle.
But the guy's
Johnny's got a gun.
Okay, let's have a shot. Hooch.
Oh,
we have a couple beers in there too.
I've Leadfoot.
The can man says it.
I've Leadfoot.
You do?
Oh yeah.
Unleaded foot.
I won't quote.
Come on, have a drink. Stop. Leadfoot. You can't keep the conversation going when I'm having my shot. So, you know, I mean, so don't delay and make me talk more. You know what I'm saying?
Tell them what we have for supper tonight.
Oh man. Well,
which, oh man, would.
Well, these guys are really health conscious, aren't they?
Yeah.
And we're like directly opposite.
They can go out there and pick some frisée anytime they want to.
Well, gosh, speaking of that, the garden party is going to be happening for me soon. This year coming up, I've already done it, planted a few things at our job, and I know it's going to be a hot summer. But I'm going to learn a lot, you know.
Hot summer in the city.
Pumpkins. Well, I'm not going to. I'll probably do that later in the season.
Sure, the end part.
And then there's going to be tomatoes, all sorts of cucumbers and tomatoes and lettuces. And
Farmer Jones.
That's right, Farmer Dave. I love that outdoor work.
You could be in Baby Jane.
No, I have learned a lot about gardening.
I taught you
stuff,
to.
You know? We have an organic at our job. We have an organic garden that I. Plant and weed and stuff. It's got plastic. It's going to be wonderful.
The whole 10 yards.
Right. No expenses spared, especially on my part, because they don't pay me very much. Oh, sorry. Just kidding if you're listening out there.
Don't wear that t-shirt.
I know. I have my Lover Radio. I have my Lover Radio. You better not.
Oh, yes, I am. It's part of my clothing that I love dearly. I love you dearly. I don't see clearly.
Well, they would never be able to
listen. I love
listen.
You all day long.
Because our show's on at a bad time.
I love you dearly. I love you, dearie. I love you
all day
long. But look at
my home. Bow. What are you talking about? Oh, man.
You remember I tried to make French toast this morning? And because our stove is broken...
What are you talking about? The water problem.
Oh, forget that. Because we don't have a stove and oven anymore, our very nice neighbor downstairs has lent us two hot plates.
Hot plates.
In the city, dripping down my titty. Hot plates in the city, dripping down my titty. Oh,
hot plates in the city,
what a pity.
Dripping on my titty. Sipping and tripping all day. Oh, I wish I could have a pistachio ice cream cone and stick it where the sun don't shine. Doesn't that put you in the mood for the country classic of the week? What do you think?
Do you have it ready?
It's ready and ready, and it's just exploding to go out there.
Really?
So,
let's go lie on the bed.
Okay.
And the little one said, roll over, roll over. We got in the bed, and the little one said, roll over. And the biggest one said,
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart's strung a big break. And the stab of loneliness sharp and painful that I may never shake. You might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide the sorrow when I'm a right down and bawl. Now the race is on and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. Love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the weather loses all. One day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I headed to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all.
The race is on by George Jones. That's what the happy anniversary. That's the country classic of the week. The race is on by George Jones, our hero. You know that he once drove 10 miles on a tractor to a liquor store
for a drink.
That's whoa. So he's a hero in our book.
I think it was 30 miles.
Yeah, it was some ridiculous
on a little lawn tractor.
Oh well.
He's a desperado.
So what are you gonna do? Have a cigarette? Anna has changed from smoking.
What's that?
Glucophage.
It's too small.
Huh?
It's too small, is that?
No. Glucophage.
There I am.
Who the hell do you think you are? I always said that when I sang Jesus Christ Superstar. Jesus Christ, Jesus, who the hell?
You got that from me.
No, I don't think so.
I've always sung that.
P.F.
Betty,
so you gonna take that gluco or what? I can have a cigarette or what? You switch from menthol value time. You're smoking value time lights.
Heavies.
Lights. Regular tobacco, no menthol filler.
I just smoke at night.
No filler, just killer. Killer, no filler. That's Jerry Lewis, right? The killer,
no thriller.
The killer, no filler. Okay. Want to have a shot or you want to
have a? I have a shot. Ouch.
You just said you don't want to drink. No, she didn't, folks. I'm just kidding. She's
that was then, this
she's
is now.
She's not petty for it.
That was then, this is now.
So Psy 2 is going to be a doozy, right?
Yeah.
So what, where's Squeakimus? Is he around or what?
He's in the bathroom.
Maybe he's gonna change his name.
Down, dude.
Huh? Maybe he wants to change his
name. No, he can't.
Because, like, you know, Puff Daddy, did you hear read that Puff Daddy wants to change his name? Album! I think he wants to be called P. Diddy or something. P. Diddy. Three D's.
Your Mitch album, huh?
Do your impersonation of...
No, not now.
Album. Can Man.
Says... I gotta take a shit that just hit me Donald's hamburger.
Nobody's asked.
I gotta take a shit. I just had a McDonald's hamburger.
Jesus Christ, superstar, look at that.
Take me to McDonald's. 2 for 2. 2 for 2 coming up. Everybody take a ticket. 2 for 2.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day and shit your brains out at 11 o'clock.
Cheers.
11:30 after you ate the hamburger. 2 for 2.
Don't I remember you previously asking what we had for supper?
I don't know.
Yes, I remember you said that.
Oh, God, I had a puny supper.
What did you have?
Well, I know what make it was. Don't help me. It could have been Campbell's.
Chunky Campbell's soup from the pantry.
Thank you very much for the answer.
And it was what kind? Beef and vegetables?
Beef and vegetables. Is
beef.
Then I had a yogurt.
Yogurt, yes.
Yogurt. Yogurt.
I made some rice.
Yeah.
And then I fried up some ground beef and I put a can of chili sauce, just a little bit of ground beef, and a can of string beans from the pantry.
A can of
Sloppy Joe from the camp pantry.
From
the camp. Camp pantry. And that's what my supper was.
Huge.
No, it wasn't that much.
Two playfuls of muck. He ate two playfuls of muck. He ate two playfuls of muck.
Okay.
He ate two playfuls of muck.
At least I had something decent. You just, and I don't know.
And fuck. I couldn't get
fucked
into the bathroom
because
he filled it up. Da-da-dip.
Fill it up.
Da-da-dip.
Come on. You can't carry a tune with
Listen.
What?
There's a musician out there hearing you right now and saying, yeah.
She's
That's beautiful.
She's got it.
She's too embarrassed to go on MTV, too, but maybe one. And maybe she'll go on VHF, but she... Oh, VH1? What is it called? VH1.
VH1, and then there's MTV.
I've said those two. One and two.
You know that our boss has Much Music, which is the Canadian music channel. They have it.
Celine Dion.
Anyway, that's pretty cool. You know, this is
rapidly closing to a fast.
No, it's not. Hey, come on, Patty. We're ready to. Come on, close up the case book on you. Not because there's a lot more to do. You know, no, there's plenty of time. Nobody's rushing you. You just want to get our class.
Imagine walking across America. I mean, driving with Einstein's brain in the trunk.
Well, if you remember, we're in a real bad jackpot over at the Dan Buck Motor Lodge because we still haven't gotten there, and we're
stuck
someplace
in
like Montevideo, Minnesota,
and we have a bad car. I mean, it's real bad.
And Jennifer Staley is involved, and so we're going to Berkeley that's our ultimate destination.
I know.
We're
going to
get Dan Buck.
Just ask them if they could possibly help getting us a new battery for it.
No, we will have made it to the Motor Lodge.
Yeah.
And we will be...
But that's in South Dakota.
Going back to get Jennifer Stanley, who was
that's
the guest.
That's in the UP.
Yes, and then that's the hard part, getting there. But it'll be spring.
What car are we using?
Dan Bucks.
He can't make it. It's
and then
a scenic
then
car.
Then our destination is
It's a
Berkeley.
Historic car.
And we want to wind up on...
No, we have to change vehicles.
We want to. We have to change vehicles.
We do. We can't use Dan Buck's car.
Why not?
To get to Berkeley, from South Dakota.
Maybe we'll use. Does Jennifer Stanley have a car?
Maybe we'll use Dan Buck's dad's car.
Maybe we'll steal Dan Buck's.
You know what it is?
Car.
A police car.
Oh yeah. Well, we'll get there. We'll get stopped. You know. So you could wear that nice police hat and put yourself in some tight
titty wrap top.
Top titty right.
Titty wrap top.
Wrap tight with some belt slung across.
And masking tape.
And,
have my gun, like, on between my breasts. Breasts.
No, I think we want to see the cleavage.
Breasts.
Anyway, you are really going to be... Who's our... Oh, no, we can't describe our guest to the
Wow,
next,
the way I say S is so great. You know, listen.
Wow.
It's so perfecto.
Jeez, that is amazing. Very good. That's... Squeakamus, where are you when we need you?
Oh, my God. This is our 50th show.
This is our 50th show.
Break open the champagne, Dave.
Notice how Beatlesque this all is? This, the background.
George Harrison. George Harrison.
You want to break out what? You want to have a drink on our 50th anniversary show?
I really do.
And we have backup. We have a half a dube left.
Do you remember our...
We have backup
Do you remember how our bed became our unfulfilled living room dream?
Yes.
Do you know? Do you realize?
Do you know?
Do you remember how we wanted Indian cloth everywhere
right,
and pillows
and
on
was.
The floor?
It was perfect, yeah.
But we didn't have the pillows on the floor because my legs are...
Well,
no,
right? We did have pillows on the floor. One of those big things.
Yeah, the Arab pillows. But then our bed became our Indian floor.
Have a drink.
Remember that?
Yeah. You skanky ho, have a drink.
With beads floating around?
Beads floating, yes. Have a drink, Einstein.
Einstein's brain.
Tell the folks about the story you're reading.
About Einstein's brain.
Where is it, from Harper's or something like that?
Upper Valley PTA?
No, the magazine.
That's right.
Well, but, so go ahead, tell about cutting up Einstein's brain and traveling across, meeting William Burroughs, then going back to Princeton to the effete snobs.
On stilts.
Negative nabobs of negativism. That's what I always said.
When I'm ready, I'll say it. That's mine, Winston Churchill. When I'm ready, I'll say it.
You know what we need? We need somebody to bequest on us, like...
Stop grabbing for money, boy.
$5,000, you know? No, I'm just joking around, you know? That's what we need, just a little shot of adrenaline there.
A little shot of money.
To get us over the hump.
A little shot of green coloring fluid. God
damn.
It turns into notes that you shit out.
Yes.
Hey, here comes a $50 bill. $100. Is there a $500 bill? I haven't seen one in a while.
Is there such a thing?
I
think there was a $1,000 bill in a dream, yeah. Rudy, you're in the house.
They dribble-ized head.
He's dribble-ized the incentive of my...
sense.
He's crazy with that ribbon.
Crazy ribbon.
No. Oh, no, that's right. You're not going to do that song. You're going to do the other one.
I'm crazy.
Yeah, well, that too. But you'll see. If you can remember... Check out the clue. Well, that's a big clue, Dan, is Pick Your Nose of the Week song. So see if you can figure out what we're talking about.
I just got it.
So, Donna Hatch, who's
you? You're really great, you know? Little.
Album. That was the question of the week last week. Contact number here is 31B Waterloo Street, like the battle.
And we got 58 hits, and nobody got it right.
In New Hope, Pennsylvania, 18938. Write if you like, and, not Jackie Mason.
Jackie Mason with a strange hat.
We have this thing coming down from our roof with this big incense burner thing.
It's called a ceiling.
And there's all these bells, and there's a picture of Jackie Mason we put up, and it's freaky.
He's appearing locally, by the way.
He is.
In the Philadelphia area.
Gosh,
coming up this week.
Hey, maybe we should tell him that we're his biggest fans. He'll give us free tickets. He'll buy us. He'll buy us dinner.
Maybe we'll visit you.
Bookbinders.
On stage.
He's going to Bookbinders. I need some ice.
You like Shemp.
Ice.
Follow those bangs.
No, that's Mo has a bang.
I'm Shank.
Rorschach redemption, you
Rorschach. I had shank once in the restaurant. Ugh. I was so embarrassed.
That's tough to
because eat. I know it was so good.
It's all fat.
I ordered veal shank in this Italian restaurant. I'd never ordered that before.
Veal shank?
They bought, listen, and people looked at, you know how you look at people's entrees when they come in?
Yes, definitely.
Especially if they're flaming. Right, everybody turns up. Oh, wow, I wish I had ordered that. So they look, right?
Yes.
Okay, oh my God, it looks so great.
Yeah.
And they have special treatment and nobody else does.
Right. Right, right.
So,
right.
And then I had ordered this veal shank. It said veal on the bone. Also, Bucco's tuck his stuff.
Who?
Wait.
You got some splaining to do, Anna, with
some
this.
Some guy, this waiter.
Some guy.
Came in. This huge piece of meat. It was like, I was King Arthur. Arthur-esque.
You look sort of
I
like
did
King
after
Arthur.
I finished it. But it was huge. It was so embarrassing. I thought, oh my God, that's not mine. That's not what I ordered.
We're out of here!
Veal shank? I died, I'm telling you. I was like, ew. Joan Rivers and Melissa Rivers, like, totally disgusted.
Stay tuned to the second half of the program.
What did I do with the veal shank?
What did you do with it?
That's so on the other side.
Are you going to remember about it?
I think so.
Yeah, we'll go right into it. Okay?
It's so very easy what so I did with the veal shank.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Okay. Well, let me
overlapping my plate.
Oh, so you strudel it up, right? In some configuration of
try and figure
algebra.
It out, David.
Well,
try
I don't
and
know
figure
what
it out.
I would cut it in half.
Yeah, but somebody's bought you this huge thing overlapping plate and everybody
right.
looks.
Right. So I would
and
cut.
Looking splendid in your special outfit.
Oh, and my strapless with spaghetti strap bustier there with the accordion.
Is that post Madonna or pre Madonna?
I don't know what it is, but I'm waiting to hear the veal shank. Okay, go ahead. Tell us about
the veal
shank.
What happened to the veal shank?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. So what about the veal shank?
I ate it.
But what did you do to get it?
I cut it up
in
and
half,
I
like
ate
I
it.
Said?
No, it was a big bone in it. I ate the whole thing. It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was totally terrific.
But don't you have a... Whenever I talk to you about veal, not that we could afford to eat a decent plate of veal.
That's before my phase.
What phase is that? The health?
No, I just realized what they do to veal to make it food.
Well, they do a lot of bad things to all animals, though.
Veal is really bad.
Well, I think what they do to everything is bad, isn't it?
No, yeah. But a veal is more than a chicken.
Welcome to the second half of the Can Man Says Good Night Show. Even though they don't know it's the second half, as it runs continuously for an hour, this is a audio tape that we're presenting to you. Hopefully you're enjoying it. And I'm album!
You know,
man,
say what nobody can understand.
I'm whacked, aren't I? I mean, I'm nuts. I don't think so. Oh, boy.
Oh, life is a wetland. That's life true. Is a wetland. It's a wetland. I'm a wetland too.
Anyway, we wanted to put our special guest on pretty soon. So
who the fuck is that?
Let's do it now.
Who
okay?
is it?
Well, it's normal.
He's not normal.
He thinks he's normal. I was trying to remember. I should look it up, but I gotta dig deep into the. We have nothing alphabetical-sized. But I think Normal's real name, his last name, I think, was Shifron or something. S-H.
Saffron.
Shifron. I think it was Norman Shifron. And he lives at like 26 Lois Lane in Saugerties, New York. Lois Lane. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Anyway, he's a good poet, and he's going to, and right now we're going to hear a little bit of Normal reading his poetry with some... backing with a lot of backing musical backup.
Oh. dead man's underwear. I am wearing the underwear of a dead man. A dear friend who died from AIDS. In the end, his underwear was the only thing he had left to give me. So I wear them gratefully. They are warm and cozy, and certainly of better quality than any underwear that I have ever worn before. I told this to a guy at work. He said, "Watch it. You'll catch the disease right out of his underwear." And then he did not talk to me again. Ever.
Diva in diapers. Not much left of her. Just an old lady in an empty shell, sitting in a geriatric chair, day after night after day, drawing dumb squares with a crayon, moving her thumb from one corner of the ripped bath blanket to the other, and back across to the corner from where she first started. Involved in her work, she's proving the world is flat, that life is just shit. Milk streaks like faded war paint on the corners of her mouth. At least 10 times a day I pass by her. She grabs for my balls. I dance out of the way. "What's your name?" she says. "George," I tell her. "Lily Lynette," I tell her. "What's your name?" she says. I veer out of her way. I'm busy. It's always the same. I need to change the IV tubing. I need to give out milk the mag. I need to do mortuary care. They are dying all over the place, and I am being dragged up and into the next generation. I gotta clean bed sores, wring out pissed up sheets, hold a hand or two if I'm in the mood. A nurse's work is never done. "What's your name?" I don't have one. "What's your name?" Look it up in the phone book. The elders here come and go. A parade of wrinkles. The dentures chatter at me like angry castanets. I become bent. My spine is tired and hot. My hair thins to the brush. The call bells crackle like electric crickets. A death in room 207. Someone watching the devil. A sneer in the face of a clock in the hall. A screamer in 212. The next generation is calling. She cackles, "What's your name?" The old lady's eyes are vacant. My balls shrink. The night light on, the night light off. The beds sag. The floorboards yawn. The building's foundation begins to crumble. The hospital is in a lousy turned lousier neighborhood in a sinking city of quicksand population. The young ones are worse than the old. The angels here are howling. She survives. Tough old hen in a Johnny jumper gown. What's your name? Day after night, after day in her empty shed. The milk dried and crusty upon her lips. Diva in diapers. Diva in diapers. She looks up to the stars. She sees a heaven full of testicles, all glittering, smiling, waiting for her to pull, to make a wish, to give a name. What's your name? What's your down, down, tired,
job of one. One, two. Maybe they don't express these things. The rye, the whiskey, the screaming in the hall, the piss in front of the door, the backhand slapping like an angry Spanish dance across the cheek of a child. Every girl holds at least one secret out in her palm, far from the crowd, in her own private world, in her own marble one. Every girl knows the land.
Okay, thank you very much, Normal. And that was cool. Those pieces were entitled Dead Man's Underwear, Diva in Diapers, Awakening 67, and Mob of One. And that was Normal reading his poetry with Richie Holler on keyboards, bass, and computer compositions.
Mm-hmm. That was
and
cool.
Sayed Klaus Klesfield, percussions. So thank you for your submission, and thank you very much. That was somebody who submitted from hearing the show. So that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling Rock. Package January 1st is old beer.
I'm eating ice, guys. Mm-hmm.
And you're listening to the Can Man Says Goodnight Show.
I am.
Only on Lover Radio.
I am listening to it.
Album. Squeak him as you dirty son of a gun here.
Oh my gosh, he's always ready.
50th anniversary show. Hear ye, hear ye. Benjamin Franklin.
Squeakers bought us this peanut butter and jelly sandwich with a candle in it for our 50th show. Hey.
He bought us that?
Yeah.
Wow.
He went to a deli and
asked. Who sells peanut butter sandwiches?
Sam's Deli, of course.
Sam's Deli down at the corner of 49th and
Ridge.
Laverne. 49th and Ridge. Oh, yes. Snow a while, yeah. Snow a while. Talking about the bridge, yeah. Yes, sir, Bob. The Carolina Martin, yeah. So, well, we still have to do your pick your news of the week song. And why don't we have a drink? What do you say?
I think we need a drink.
I think we need a drink. Our show, when our show's over, we're going to light up that half a dude there. Sail on into the sunset.
My mouth is so frozen. From eating that ice.
Ice, baby. Squeak, about you. Have a drink there, Squeak.
Squeak wants a drink.
Squeaky wants a drink. Boom, 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 boom. Got my drink now. Thank you for listening. Cam Man says goodnight, show on Lover Radio. And we still have Anna's Pick Your Nose of the Week. That'll be coming up shortly.
Longly.
After this drink.
I see a rolling rock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fizziness. Creeping up the edges of the green bottle.
That's right. Number 37. What is number 33? What the hell does that
David's
mean?
David's got some beer.
It comes from the mountain springs to you, 33. And the 33 is in, like...
33% alcohol.
Quotes. Nah. You wish. A bottle of beer, 33% alcohol... I don't think so. Okay, I don't think so, but, did I have a drink of beer yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I must have for it to be down that
you
low, right?
You superficial Ling Ling.
Oh, well. Yeah, well, you could say that, but, this is not ordinarily the, what was that thing I used to say? The, what was that?
Good night?
No. What was that thing? The,
good morning.
Memory
thank day. You, ma'am. Yes, you, ma'am.
Yeah, okay, well, that too. But it was the Corsican...
Vibrations.
Corsican Vibrations.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you sort of love that. I got some play out of
it. It reminded me of the Travel Channel on TV.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
We're going to Corsica this week to find Don Carlos.
So Don Carlos.
Don Carlos stuck in this unusual pyramid of sand.
Well, right now, why don't we go to Anna's Pick of the Week, and let's go to...
Hey, yeah, cut
Hawaii.
Me off. Hawaii?
What, did I cut you off?
Take some Viagra, boy. Let's
Hawaii.
Put on... Oh, I thought you said Viagra.
No. I didn't cut you off. You were finished.
I was?
Yeah, you weren't saying anything. Play the tape.
Maybe there's something on the other part of our show.
Ooh, maybe. Okay.
Let's put my pick of the nose of your week.
Picture yourself on a sandy beach.
Bored out of my mind.
Beautiful blue water.
And you.
Palm trees.
Sitting next to me like Al Bundy.
Welcome to Hawaii, folks. And let's pick your nose of the week.
The biggest drinking song in Hawaii, everybody. Let's everybody sing together, all right? Repeat after me whatever I say. All you gotta say is pearly shells, all right?
Pearly shells.
Pearly shells.
From the ocean.
From the ocean.
Shining in the sun.
Shining in the sun.
Covering the shore.
Covering the shore.
When you see them.
When you see them.
My heart tells me
For a minute, Squeakamus. Okay, Squeakamus, shush.
Oh, boom.
That was Pearly Shells by the none other than the famous
tape cover, please.
Don Ho. And we're not talking Ho, we're talking Don Ho.
Don Ho.
Don Ho.
This is called Don Ho and the
The Windbreakers.
This is a tape.
Don Ho and the Windbreakers by
Reprise tape. Don Ho and the capital A L I I S.
You can't spell
Don
that.
Don Ho's greatest.
You can't say that.
Alice.
I don't know.
Alice. I don't know. It must be some Hawaiian word. So anybody who's listening out there in
Hawaii,
the great Kahuna land, let us know if you have ever heard of. Maybe that's his backing group. The Isle. See it? A-L-I-I-S?
Yes.
Okay, this Cam Man says goodnight. Show the weaning moments.
Are you just finishing off for us?
Am I just finishing
off
for us?
Yeah, you're just signing us off.
No, you just introduced the song.
Yeah.
And I just
introduced that song.
Remember, but you couldn't guess who it was, and I held up the tape.
I know who it was. I chose Don Ho just sing tonight.
I know you got squeaky.
You don't have to guess. No. You were holding up his tape cover. I don't know what you were asking, but Elise.
That's Hawaiian for.
You got a hemorrhoid.
Kabunga. No, what was that?
You got a bunion on your kahuna.
Kabunga. Cowabunga, dude.
Oh, stop. What the hell is that?
Ninja Turtles.
I can't believe you.
Well, I had kids, so I know that.
So did I.
Ninja Turtles.
Mine
were
too cool to watch that.
Yeah, right. This is the Candyman says.
Just need a little help from my friends. Can I have your matches, please?
Match me, baby.
Match me, baby.
There you go.
Thank you very little.
So, Candyman says on a 50th anniversary show.
Hey, where's Bellarama?
I said the 50th anniversary.
Oh, wow, that's old. Old Kahuna's sticking up your luna, trying to ring the bell.
Okay, do the math on that. 50 years, 52 shows a year.
Mm-hmm. 50 times 50, well, is that it?
Hey, let's have 2 weeks off during the year.
Let's say 5,000 years from now. The bell still exists? A bell doesn't exist.
Let me say this about that.
Nah, he's forgotten.
I am the president, and I will say what I want to, and I will make a presidential pardon.
Stop
right now.
Stop the bell, okay?
I want to pardon some marijuana from somebody to give to us.
Give up the bell, bud.
Polish show.
Okay, don't ruin a good song. Okay.
If you're looking.
Please don't.
Squeaky Miss is happy. We're happy, and I hope everybody who's listening is happy. And thanks for listening, and all that jazz. Yeah, I'm gonna hit you upside the head, woman. You skanky hoe.
I'm gonna put you up for auction.
Put some powder on your head. Get that grease out of it right now.
I don't have greasy hair.
I know that. I'm just kidding.
My hair's dramatically fluffy.
I'm just kidding around here with that.
It's got blonde streaks in it.
Yeah, I'm just kidding around with that. Right? Water Brennan. Just call me Water Brennan. You
old loony, get the hell out of here.
Yeah. I was watching Old River. Yeah.
Was that his horse?
That was old, yeah, that my dog, Old River. He wouldn't go across the stream, but I forced him to. Do your,
peeing in the ripples.
Do your Dave Decker imitation. Arch those shoulders back. Anyway, let's have a nightcap for the folks out there. What do you think, huh?
Yeah.
K-I-M.
Our friends.
C-H-A.
T-K.
K-I-M. C-H-A. T-K-A-A-A.
Falling in the river.
Falling in the river.
Getting caught by a fishhook.
Have a shot, you petty fool.
Now you're getting really stupid. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you now.
Yeah, well, I am the president. Right, I do whatever I want to.
Mr. President.
Now, well, let's go to bed.
I like what Monica did to you. So please.
Hey, where's my bell?
Your bowel?
AJ Bell's
AJ Bell's.
Happy New Year!
Huh?
Happy New Year!
New Year's.
It's April Fool's, I'm just joking.
Oh, it's April Fool's Day, hey, I didn't play a trick on you.
I think so. No, it's not April Fool's Day.
It is.
Tomorrow's April Fool's Day.
Today's today.
Right on, dude.
We didn't play games.
Okay.
I'd like to play something very dramatic on you.
Life's dramatic enough, okay? I don't need any.
That's why I didn't lie, put wire across the
Are you
going to
drink
floor.
That drink? Because, you know,
I'll drink the
our
next
show
one.
Is winding down. We want to say thank you to everybody
You're
for listening.
Down.
Thank you.
I'm going to play a trick on you before midnight comes. But do you know something for a fact?
No.
On April Fool's Day, you're only supposed to play April Fool's till noon.
Really? When I'm a drink?
If you do it in the afternoon,
really?
It's stupid, yes.
Wow. Mm. Well, that's some,
that's
know,
how it is in England.
Yeah, that makes sense because people. You know,
it's not the whole day, it's half the day.
I'm a shy, you petty.
Otherwise, you're the fool.
Yeah.
Say goodnight.
Good night, folks. We're out of here. No, I think you've told me that before. And that makes sense because after 12 o'clock, people are in their day and everything doing stuff. You know. Cheers.
Tis the brew of lightning.
Right, so, you know what I have to do now is listen to a whole tape of Don Ho. Oh, man.
You committed yourself.
Yeah, I know, I should think.
I could do Hawaiian dances before you, shake my belly right into your face.
That'd be fine. Without the Don Ho music would be nice.
I have it with it. We have some lays out there, and you could have a lay in here later.
Okay.
You have a couple of lays, right?
Okay, we'll see you at the Joey Merlino trial tomorrow.
In his shirt.
Right. Buffalo Soldier.
Brisbane Springfield, right?
Yes.
Buffy St. Marie.
Yes, that's right. Cam Man says good night, show, and we are just about out of here, folks. Thanks for letting us grace your living rooms or your computer. People, what's always amazed me with a computer is people can, I would imagine one person sitting in front of a computer for long periods of time.
Yes.
I like that thing that our bosses have with that eye that you can see people if they have the same attachment.
That's been around for years.
They can see you, you can see them. Really? Oh, right.
For
years.
Business.
For business?
Yeah. You can have screens.